Welcome to Farm Talk here for a hump day Wednesday. Jamie Dickerman in for Eric Johnson. He is out for the rest of this week. A little vacation for him. We got Alicia Harstad with us, Barnes County Extension agent. And Alicia, thanks for taking some time out of your day for us. We appreciate it.
Yes, thank you very much.
Hey, let's talk about what's going on over in your neck of the woods right now. We had how much of that rain, first of all, did Barnes County get here this last soaker we had?
Yeah, so about the last day or so, we probably got about a half inch of rain throughout the day. So actually, I feel like we kind of turned out about good on that. It seemed like it was just a slow kind of sprinkle throughout the whole day. But, and then, you know, the rain that we had probably a week and a half ago, that we got probably about 3/4 of an inch on that one that we had over the, not this past weekend, but the weekend before that. So we're definitely sitting pretty good, I think, for moisture right now, but I think people are getting pretty antsy to want to get in the field as well.
Well, that's the next question. Because of that rain, I think, guys are itching to get out there. And, you know, anybody doing any, have you seen any movement out there right now yet?
Well, on Sunday, I think there was some tractors with a little movement, but I think it was mostly maybe just picking rocks and spreading a little fertilizer. You know, there probably has maybe been a field of wheat that's been planted, but for the most part, that's been the most movement I've really been seeing. So with the exception of Sunday, not yet.
Yeah, a little early yet. As far as dryness goes now, other than this last shower that we received, it's been overall pretty dry winter in most places, Barnes County included, right?
Yeah, I mean, we got some rain over Christmas, which is not very typical, but, you know, beyond that ice storm, we really didn't end up with that much snow, which was, it was kind of nice in a sense because we didn't have to move a whole bunch of snow this winter. Ben, we were, you know, really hoping to get set up for a good spring here. But I think these rain showers that we had actually have been beneficial because we're kind of on the drier side. I don't want to say that we're dry because we definitely probably don't want to complain too much that way either, but we're kind of sitting about okay right now where these small rain showers that we're getting have been beneficial.
So right now as guys are getting ready to get out in the field, anybody talking to you about anything, like what are some topics of concern or if there are any that you're hearing from any producers or anything?
Well, I think that just the number one on everybody's mind right now is just since we had a nice more open winter, I think people are just really excited to get out in the field this year because this, you know, this time last year, there was a lot of snow left on the ground yet.
Yeah.
I think, you know, we even had a blizzard the last week of April. So I think that's just kind of the top of everyone's mind right now is, you know, hopefully we can get a nice spring here and really get in timely and not have to cram everything in a week.
Yeah, that's the thing. It seems like, you know, and this forecast looks interesting. We're looking, Mick is saying it's going to be, you know, raining here and there here for the next several days. In fact, he actually used the word flurries in the forecast at the end of the week. So blame him, not me on that one. But that's.
Yeah, I didn't see the temperatures were lower at the end of the week, but I didn't hear the flurry word.
Yeah. And well, whatever the case, again, we're talking, you know, as soon as he says that, then in a couple days, it'll be around 60. So it's not going to be anything that's going to stick around, but it is going to be a little cold, a little chilly, you know, and we've had the temperature fluctuation because, I mean, last weekend, man, it was, you know, some places got up over 80 degrees. I mean, it felt like summertime out there.
Yeah, and that was really nice. And that was really helping get the frost out of the ground. So, yeah, we'd really like to have some of those nice warmer weathers and get things dried out here and get in the field.
Well, if you got anything coming up, any events or anything with Barnes County Extension you want people to know about, anything coming up?
I guess maybe not specifically with Barnes County, but I did want to say that Stutzman County, just over in Jamestown, is having a garden morning event. So anyone that's interested in learning or getting involved with gardening or horticulture, this is a great event. And it's Saturday, May 4th, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Farmers Union State Office there in Jamestown. And so one of the keynote speakers that will be there that day is Don Kinsler. He's the Cass County Extension Agent, and he is going to talk about his top 50 tips for making us better gardeners. And, you know, Don's always a really great speaker. So anyone that's interested in coming, going over there, more than welcome. They have a couple keynote speakers as well as some vendor booths, and some kid events as well too. But, so that again is May 4th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on May 4th, at the Farmers Union State Office.
All right. So circle that on the calendar. And, anything, if people want to get in touch with you for anything, pick your brain on anything or talk to you about stuff going on, how do they get a hold of you over there, Alicia?
Yeah, they can always call the Barnes County Extension Office, and our phone number here is 701-845-8528.
All right. Thanks, Alicia, for your time. Appreciate it. We'll talk soon.
All right. Thank you very much.
You bet. That's Alicia Harstad there, Barnes County Extension agent, talking about, yeah, we just, everybody itching to get out there. It's not quite happening yet in Barnes County either. That rain kind of put the kibosh on everything for right now. But, you know, keep your fingers crossed for some drying weather. We'll keep pressuring Mick, and hopefully we can get him to produce some for us. You're locked into Farm Talk here on Ag News 890.